How we doing? Welcome to another installment of the Parsha podcast, the Aliyah in 10 Minutes. We're up to the second Aliyah of Parsha's Bereishis. Eila told us, Hashamayim v'ha'art bihi baram b'yom asot Hashem lokim eretz v'shamayim. This is the story, this is the unfolding chain of events of heaven and earth as they were created, bihi baram, as they were created, b'yom asos Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. When Hashem Elokim, when God, both midas hadin and midas harachamim, created shamayim and aretz. Okay, so in starting things off, we see that it says Bihi Baram, says the Ramban, that there is this theme throughout the Aliyah of the rain activating all this in potential. He's responding to the fact, of course, that there are two stories of creation right over here. First, in Perek Aleph, and then in Perek Beis. And the same way, like the Rosh Hashanah spoke about the beginning of the first paraks telling the story of Maaseh Bereishis, that it's to teach us about Shabbos. The second is teaching us about the notion of rain, and that rain is activating everything. What, according to the Ramban, was there in potential. Rashi also makes this point as well, is all in potential, waiting to be activated. And the theme of this parak, Bihi Baram, if you think about it, right, it's this passive voice, in it was created. Bihi Baram, in its being created, because it's all latent, and the rain and the dew is what brings it into fruition. Pasuk Hey. V'chol siach asade teram yiyeh v'aretz, v'chol esef asade teram yitzmach, ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz v'adam ayin la'avodes ha'adama. All of the grass of the fields, this is before, it's already there. It's already in the land. All the blades of grass of the fields, before they blossomed, because Hashem hadn't rained down on the land. Why? Because there was no man, there was no Adam to work the land. Everything was in potential until man would be there. Rashi says the reason why is because we need somebody to be Makir Tova. They need someone to be Makir Tova in order for there to be a reason for this all to be have been created. And then a cloud, a mist, rose from the land and nourished and made the land to drink. We see the world is created through this actualization of rain. Rain is this actualization of the process, like Ramban is telling us. And Hashem forms man from the dust of the earth, and he breathes into his body, into his nose, the breath of life. And man became a nefesh chaya. Nefesh chaya, Rashi comments, this nefesh chaya means that it chelik from the elyonim and chelik from the tachtonim. Nefesh chaya. Similarly, nefesh chaya, he says, is also dea v'dibor, dea, intellect, and dibor, knowledge. Many, many shmuz is given about the unkus that says it's a nefesh mamala, that defines us as a speaking, but not just speaking. Speaking isn't enough. It's also, as Rashi says, it's speaking knowledge. Speaking and knowledge. V'yaita Hashem Elokim gan be'eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted a garden in Eden, in Eden, Gan Eden, right? Mikedem, from the east, Vayasim Sham Esa Adam Asher Yatza, and Hashem placed man there. Vayitzmach Hashem Elokim min Adam kol etz nechmad lemare hatova malchal etza hachayim betocha gan ve'etz hadat tov v'ra. And Hashem made all of the beautiful, desirable trees sprout up, blossom, They were beautiful, and they are filled with fruits to eat. And then he also created the Eitz HaChaim in the garden, and the Eitz of knowledge of good and evil. Hashem creates Gan Eden with all these trees here. V'nahar yotzi mi'edem la'ashkoses hagan. Again, we see this emphasis on water, and a river leaves from Eden to nourish the Gan Misham Yipared v'hayla arba rashim. And from there that river went out and split into four rivers. Shem Echad Pishon, who was Sovev is Koaretz, Achivila Asher, Sham Hazahav. Wazahav Aretz Ahi, Tov Abadolach, the Evan, the Avnei Shoham. And the first one is Pishon, Rashi identifies as Nilus, as the Nile River, which goes around all of this land of Chavila. Note say that Chavila is another river in the middle of Africa, and there are those who call it the Berber River, and that's where the gold is. And the Pasuk Yud Beis, Zahava Aretz Ahi Tov Sham, and there's good gold over there, and Vedolach and Avnei Shoham. Bedolach Rasag says Lulu, which I believe in Arabic is a diamond, is a fine stone. And Avnei Shoham, the Avnei Shoham. B'shem Anar Sheni Gichon Huasovev as Kol Arts Kush. And Gichon, another river which goes around the entire land of Kush. B'shem Anar Shlishi Chidekel, Asher Olech Kidmat Ashur, that goes to the east of Assyria. Benar Ravi Hupras, and Hufras is the fourth river, is the Euphrates River. Veikach Hashem Elokim Asa Adam, Venichehu Megan Eden La'avda L'shamra, and Hashem Elokim placed the man in Gan Eden. He placed him in Gan Eden La'avda L'shamra. Big rule in Rashi, anytime that it says Veikach usually means that he spoke to them. Many, many times Rashi says he spoke to them, Kacho Tov B'Dvarim, and here Rashi is no exception, that he convinced Adam to enter into the Gan. He gave him the mission to work and to work the land and to guard the land. Tesvav, Teszayin, I mean, Vayitzav, Hashem Elokim al Adam Lemor, Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tochel. Eat of all of the trees of the Gan. May Eitz Hadas Tov Vara Lo Sochal Mimenu Kibe Yom Achalcha Mimenu Mos Tamos. But from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't eat, because on the day that you eat from it, you will surely die. The Ibn Ezra comments that man knew everything. He knew good, he knew bad, but bad and good in one place, that's what he didn't understand. That's what he didn't get. Ramban says, what does it mean, most tamos, that you'll surely die? It means that you'll be able to die. Not that you'll die right away, but you'll be a barunch, you'll be able to die. For eating from this tree will not kill you immediately, but it will make you able to die. Vayomer Hashem Elokim lo tov heyos ha'adam levado. Aselo Ezer Kenegdo. Hashem said it's not good. Lo tov. It's not good for man to be alone. I will make him an Ezer Kenegdo. A helper that will correspond. I will make him someone to join with Adam. Rashi says lo tov. Lo tov means that it's not a bar kaima. It's not going to last. This situation, lo tov, something which is lo tov, it can't last. It can't stand. This is not an optimal situation. This cannot proceed. The Ramban says lo tov because it's not possible for him to have a zivug, for him to have a mate, for him to be able to have children. This is this this situation which is existing right now of du partsuf in the front and back, Adam and Chava pushed together. This is not, it's not tenable that there's no reproduction. And the Ibn Ezra says also that it's lonely. So who is going to be his companion? So that we see this is why Ibn Ezra says that we entertain the animals. Maybe animals. What comes next? Immediately, the next pasuk, Yotes, Ve'yitzar Hashem Elokim min ha'adam kol chayas ha'sadeh. Hashem creates all the different types of animals of the field. Chol of ha'shamayim, all of the birds of the skies. Ve'yaveh el ha'adam liros ma'yikarelo. This is what they're going to be called. V'chol asher yikra lo ha'adam nefesh chaya hu shmo. Whatever the Adam calls them, that's what their name is. But of course, we're going to see tomorrow in Shlishi what happens next. Will man find someone who can share his life's goals with amongst the Chayas HaSadeh? I'm sure you probably know the answers now. But tune in tomorrow, true believers. Have a wonderful day.